This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The 164,000-acre Cameron Peak fire is not threatening Fort Collins yet. Larimer County spokesman Jared Kramer.
I don't want to get predictive of fire behavior, but the terrain difference and fuel difference between the mountains and the urban corridor is very distinct. So citizens may be alarmed, but at this point, I haven't heard any discussion of any consideration of issuing evacuation orders to the urban corridor.
The fire grew rapidly yesterday because of high winds. It remains 56% contained. Crews expect more help today, especially from aircraft, because of today's lighter winds. More than 97% of Colorado is in severe drought. The U.S. Drought Monitor says the worst is the western half, where multiple wildfires continue to burn. State climatologist Rush Schumacher says the summer monsoon rains that usually dampen fire activity did not happen this year.
To get these huge, huge fires in the high elevations in late summer, when we should be seeing the fire season coming to its end, is really, really unusual.
Schumacher says monsoon rains haven't shown up for the last 3 years. Denver's Pepsi Center will host first and second round games in the 2023 and 2025 Men's College Basketball Tournament, also known as March Madness. The tournament pits 64 teams against each other to find a champion. This is CPR News.